The following presentation was recorded at the Buddhist Society of Victoria, Malvern East, Australia. Please visit our website at bsv.net.au.
Welcome, all friends of the Dhamma. What we practice, or for what? We practice meditation and insight meditation. For wake up consciousness. Consciousness, there are six consciousness. Eye consciousness, ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, body consciousness, mind consciousness. First, wake up at least three of the six consciousness before you closing eye. The first one is eye consciousness. When you take picture, eye consciousness wake up. For example, I count one, you do concentration. This is not wake up. Your mind still. I count two, you smile. Concentration and smile together. Or feeling relaxed and smile together. Can you feel conscious on your face, on your body, and stay there? That you wake up already from the starting. If the starting you wake up, not close your eye, wake up more and more. One, two, not three, stay there. Can you realize something? Got consciousness on your eye, wake up more on your face. And what happening? See what happening? It become seeing yourself, sensing yourself. Eye consciousness, the one who look at me, not your eye, who what your eye look, but the one who see master, see whatever in front is eye consciousness. If you look and watch and sleepy, look and watch sleepy, you not see master because you sleepy, you are going to sleep. But if you got seeing with eye consciousness, you can see me clearly. Or sometimes you lost in thought. You look at me and watch me. You lost in thought. You not see me because eye consciousness go to thought. Okay? So when you look at your breathing in, breathing out, you not wake up. Your eye consciousness not wake up because you don't know. You don't know. My eye consciousness wake up or not, you don't know. You only look and you don't know, then it not wake up. Today we know, learn to know about consciousness and how to wake up consciousness. Okay? And now, body consciousness by relaxing. When you play sport, can you see the way you hit the ball? Can you see the way? Because you got movement. This is seeing by body consciousness. Okay? So can you look at me, watch me, see yourself by eye consciousness and body consciousness? Now move a bit, relax. Can you see yourself? If you not see yourself, don't close your eye, then you will lost in thought or fall asleep. So the purpose is to wake up consciousness, to become higher consciousness, to become vipassana jnana, to become wisdom eye, dhamma eye, okay? Concentration only to start, but concentration only not enough. You need mindfulness and awareness, okay? Now, take picture again by yourself. How? Selfie. This you wake up already. Okay? Can you see consciousness when you take selfie? Wake up or consciousness? Selfie. In Buddhist philosophy, we interpret that into consciousness. conscious, more conscious, okay? So sometimes we use the word spirit, spiritual, but you don't know where is spirit, spiritual. Selfie, wake up. Now when you already wake up, you got consciousness sensing yourself, okay? And not wake up from your moment. Can you wake up from gentle smile in your heart? Feeling. Now, somebody can feel smile. If can feel smile, you got my consciousness. Wake up, okay? Somebody cannot feel smile or feel a bit smile. It like wake up and then walk, not wake up, okay? So then we need mindfulness of breathing or mindfulness of body. Mindfulness of body first is very simple. Mindfulness of body, knowing how to develop mindfulness. When we talk about mindfulness, meaning mindfulness and awareness, okay? So awareness first. Awareness by feeling yourself, feeling. And when you feel yourself, you got awareness, consciousness, and become more and more consciousness. And you are in the knowing of consciousness. You are in the seeing of consciousness. Okay? Yeah. So awareness. And then mindfulness. Observe. What happening to you? Observe mindfully, consciousness, and observe mindfully. Then you got wisdom. You got insight. So now, just your homework to get more skill. At least, you tell me you have no time practicing meditation, always lost. Or maybe many people disturb you. And when not people disturb you in daily life, in a bathroom, warm water, you only take a water, take shower, but thinking something outside. Now when you take shower, don't think anything outside. How? Feeling. Because mind working into two functions. If you're thinking, you don't feel warm water. Okay? If you feel warm water, you're not thinking. Two functions. Just feeling, warm water, and brushing, feeling more with warm water, shower, you got consciousness, you got calmness, you got vipassana, okay? Vipassana, seeing, this body, movement, this body, anicca, okay? We not reflect anicca by thought, we reflect anicca by seeing things as they really are, by seeing with consciousness or awareness, okay? So you have two times, morning and evening, just develop inside vipassana in the bathroom. Now close your eye, relax, feeling. Now I show you, when you feeling, now feeling, a little touch. Can you feel it? More gentle. Can you feel? More consciousness. Hit really strong. This is not conscious, okay? Because you hit too strong. Gentle, can you feel? Can you feel? When you can feel, no thought. Can you feel? Come back. Don't think. Come back. Feel yourself. Don't think too much. Enough. When you feel, then my change from thought to feeling. Okay? Only change your thought to feeling. Convert thought to feeling. And now hug yourself. Can you feel? Feel warm. No thought already. Can you feel warm hug of yourself? So if you got a lot of stress, hug yourself. Don't think too much. Don't think too much. Okay, I understand you. I understand you. Don't think too much. I understand you. Okay? When you hug yourself and feel warm hug, then thought disappear. Okay? So that's why if you want to teach meditation to your children, they don't sit meditation, but you only hug, more hug every day, okay? Your children, day by day you keep hug and keep hug, they got good meditation, okay? Feel yourself. So now even you not hug yourself, can you feel your sitting, feel your movement, can you? This is already you get into calmness. And when you feel yourself relax, it become sensing yourself, sense how you sitting, how you doing. You know, consciousness is your mind consciousness. In other word, we can use the word sixth sense. Now you got six sensory door, okay? But the mind consciousness, the sixth sense, very poor. Thinking too much, then it really poor. Okay? You got eye, then here very poor, my consciousness very poor, eye consciousness very poor. Tongue, nose consciousness, you eat, you don't know, you don't even you got delicious food, you are too rush in eating. Even delicious, you don't know, okay? Then don't take too much delicious, too much expensive, only very plain because your consciousness is very poor. Okay, even you get very, very delicious, you don't know, okay? Then if you develop more consciousness, you have joy and happiness because you feel what you touch, you feel what you eat, you can feel delicious. You can smell good, you can smell fresh air, okay? Now, in this room, you cannot feel, but when you go outside, very cold, you can feel fresh air. But how about in this room, can you feel fresh air by feeling your breathing a little? Feeling. Today, I just let you know, we will start with wake up consciousness very easily, and then you will be more understanding how to get into calmness. In the first session, open eye first. Now, consciousness, whenever you feel your body got consciousness, feel relaxed. And then can you feel relaxed your breathing nicely? Don't try to feel your breathing, only feeling relaxed, feeling comfortable, feeling breathing little by little, a little only. The point is you have concentration because you have to work, you have to walk on the street, you have to look, you have to watch, okay? And you use Facebook, you have concentration already. But the problem is concentration without knowing yourself, without mindfulness and awareness, or without consciousness, then you got stress, okay? So now, just wake up your eye consciousness first. Can you look in front, look at me, look at the Buddha statue, and can you see surrounding in this room? Don't think. Can you see surrounding in this room? Not by eye. Just expand your mindfulness. Expand your mindfulness. Observe. Observe surrounding, can you? Okay? Can you observe surrounding in this room? Then you look in front, see master, but you can see surrounding, see people in this room. Not by eye, okay? See good people, Kalyanamit people in this room. If you can see surrounding and see people in this room not by eye. You don't look at your friend by eye, but can you see now you sitting alone or you sitting with a group of people? Can you realize? You realize seeing you got awareness or not? You sitting with a group of people? Are you aware? Awareness, you got consciousness, wake up. Then if you got awareness, seeing yourself and people in this room, if you can see master, see people in this room, awareness or not, then you can see yourself. Can you see master and all surrounding and people in this room? When you see, you more wake up or not? If you only look at master, see master, don't have to wake up more, don't have. You can look by eye, see by eye, easily. But if you have to more wake up, seeing more and more surrounding and people in this room, you need more conscious, mindful awareness. Okay? Or maybe you walk. Sometimes you realize somebody walk after you. Okay? Can you realize? Then consciousness, it look like you got eye, physical eye, look at the way, but you conscious somebody walking after you, okay? You see somebody by eye or not? No, you are conscious people walking after you, okay? And now, can you see master by eye, see surrounding and people in this room by consciousness? Then consciousness wake up, and consciousness wake up seeing people in this room and seeing master together. And what happening? When you can see people all together in this room, you can see yourself together. You can see yourself because you can, you're not sleepy. You wake up, you can see you not sitting alone. You sitting with a group of people, many people in this room. Can you see? If you can see master and see many people in this room, see surrounding, you can see yourself. And what you see yourself, you see how you sitting and how you feeling, how you breathing. This is seeing by consciousness. That is, you got very good consciousness. Even you sit, you see surrounding. And if you walk on the street, you look at the way by eye. But normally you not see beautiful tree and flower because you are in a hurry. Look at the way and in a hurry walking, okay? Now you look at the way and you just keep calm, keep cool. And can you see together tree and flower along the way? Can you? Yeah, it depends on you are in a hurry or not. If you are in a hurry, you not see anything. You always want to go to your office. Then you don't see anything, okay? You too much in a hurry, too much concentration, okay? But if you concentration with walking mindfully, relaxingly, you can see nice flower, beautiful tree and flower, and see yourself. If you can see tree along the way together, then you can see yourself. If you can see yourself, then you can see how you walking, how you walk with mindfully, how you walk with calmness on, or you walk in a rush. If you can use yourself, then you walk in a calmness. It brings you into the calmness. Okay, now wake up again. Look at master, see people in this room by consciousness, conscious seeing surrounding, okay? And if you can conscious seeing surrounding, then you got conscious seeing yourself sitting. And then you can conscious seeing this body is now sitting and breathing. Are you conscious? So now you got body consciousness, eye consciousness, wake up in some level already. Now I will wake up more my consciousness. My consciousness always lost in emotion, cannot wake up. Happiness, unhappiness, not wake up. Not wake up, see yourself, okay? So now, How to wake up? Feel your body. If we start, we feel relaxing first. Then your mind consciousness small. Wake up, connect. Okay? That is mind and body connect together. Okay? Before it disconnect, you look, you sit, you don't know you are sitting. Okay? Now, relax the whole body and mind. You got more awareness of sitting. And start with body first. Awareness of sitting, awareness of walking by feeling yourself sitting, walking, and relaxing. Then you more consciousness of the body. And also, when more consciousness of the body, eye consciousness only, not blur, not conscious, not blur. Wake up. Okay? Then you got two consciousness, eye consciousness, body consciousness, because you feel yourself. And now, if you can feel yourself, your body relaxing, then you can feel this body got breathing. It got feeling automatically. If you feel the body, if you feel your body relaxing, you can feel your breathing. That's why today, don't try to feel your breathing. Okay? Feel your body relaxing first. Feel, relax. Now, start here. Relax. Massage yourself. And also, more consciousness of body. It got stuck here, you know? This is brainstem. Can you massage here? Okay? Here is brainstem. It got electromagnet wave. When you thinking, it got a lot electromagnet wave. Okay? And then you feel relaxed. Then it become conscious, wake up. Change your thought to consciousness by feeling. So you only thinking. Okay, the whole day you thinking. But today we feeling. Feeling what you feel now. Feeling. Don't think. What you feel? Sometimes you feel your body, this side of body, and sometimes you feel more of the body. And feeling, what you feel more? Now I will test. There are four foundations. Body foundation, sensation foundation, mind activity foundation, and Dhamma quality foundation, mental quality foundation. I test you first. I just test what level you are. Now how you feel your body foundation? Can you feel more? Don't look your eye down, okay? Then it fall asleep, okay? Your eye with me. First foundation, body foundation. Can you feel? Okay, you okay? This level okay. How about sensation? Body foundation including breathing. Can you feel breathing as well? Feel body relaxing and breathing. Can you feel? And stay there first. Very good now. It become absorption into calmness. Can you feel body foundation, including breathing? Can you feel body and breathing all together? Stay there. Don't push. You get calmness in 1 minute. Before you get into calmness, 15 minutes, half an hour today. Can you feel body foundation? Because we develop mindfulness of the four foundation. Can you feel body foundation? Again, open your eye widely. Body foundation. If you close your eye, no, difficult to feel. That's why in the beginning, open your eye first. And that means the whole day you open eye or not, then you can feel body foundation more the whole day easily. Can you feel body foundation? What happening? Movement, breathing and movement. Only movement and breathing, easy. Can you feel body foundation? This is calmness meditation. Mindfulness of body, okay? If you can feel body foundation, you got mindfulness of body and mindfulness of breathing. Now, even you look at me, listen to me, this is concentration. Concentration, you look at friend, look at your job, but together can you feel body foundation? Including breathing, can you feel? We start with body, the whole body relaxing first, then you can feel breathing. And then how about more mindfulness? Body foundation you can feel because you can help. And now relax the body now. Relax. Okay? It will be easy to feel. Okay? Okay? And now relax your body and relax your breathing. Can you? Then it will bring you more mindfulness. Feeling mindfulness of breathing. Feeling more breathing. And sometimes you feel both, body and breathing. Stay there. Because you need to develop more mindfulness of body foundation first before you go mindfulness of sensation, mindfulness of mind activity, mindfulness of mental phenomena, mental quality. If body foundation, I test you how to feel, smile together, smile not in your heart, smile on the whole body. Smile of the whole body, right? When I take picture, you smile the whole body or not? Yeah, 1, 2, you smile everywhere. Okay? Can you just smile everywhere? This you learning, you can help your children. If your children panic, then take picture, look at camera, mom will take picture, 1, 2, you can help your children. To get into calmness in 10 seconds. 5 seconds. 1, 2. Stay there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Stay there. That is your home. Consciousness. Okay? Smile. And now we develop more mindfulness of body foundation. That is how you feel, even gentle breathing. Can you feel even gentle breathing? Because the whole day, only feeling your gentle breathing a little. It bring up mindfulness more and more of body foundation, okay? Consciousness more and more of body foundation. Then you got vipassana, seeing yourself by consciousness over the whole body and breathing. More feeling your body, you can sense everywhere of your body. Okay? Selfie. Can you feel body foundation more relaxing? You got selfie. Selfie yourself. This is the knower. Zen Buddhism, the master say. Now you chanting. You know who chanting? I'm chanting. No, not you chanting. The knower chanting. Where is the knower? Body consciousness. Consciousness is your pure mind. Then consciousness is the knower. I will let you know the knower by shaving. Now it's near. I have to shave my hair every 2 weeks. First, I shave my hair like this and with a mirror. No, not I cannot recognize knower, no knower, because I see myself in the mirror. But when I shave my hair back, wow, got something. See myself. Help me shaving. Oh, not me shaving. The knower help me shaving. Then just stop shaving. Can you rely the knower? Now I give your shaver, shave your hair. Or then ask Meshi now, Bikune. Now try. What happening? Now try. Ah, knower wake up. Because you got more conscious, because you cannot see behind your head. Try. Something wake up. You cannot see behind your head. Try. Can you feel conscious more? No thought. When you shave your hair in front, maybe you got thought. But when you shave your hair behind, try. In front, you got thought. Behind, no thought. Because you got more conscious, more mindfulness, awareness. Consciousness, the knower, this is Vipassana Jnana. Wake up. Okay? So, if you just, now, you got concentration or not? Yeah, you look at me, listen to me, this is concentration, but you got poor awareness. But when you look at me now, listen to my talk and shape your hair, shape again. Can you look at me, still look at me, can you still listen to my talk? And can you still listen, look and listen? This is concentration. And together, feeling. And more consciousness. Now you got right concentration. Know yourself. If you not shape yourself, you not know yourself sitting, you don't know. But when you shape yourself, you automatically 100% know yourself. Okay? That's why today you work, you don't know yourself, don't see yourself. Then you got stress. You got wrong concentration. You focus, but you don't know yourself, don't see yourself. Now again, smile, don't have to shave your hair now. Hey, tell yourself, relax. Okay? When you relax, you focus me by listening and look at me. This is concentration. Relax together. Can you feel conscious? Then conscious, knowing yourself or not, knowing how you're sitting, how you're doing, how you're feeling, conscious. And now, when you focus your breathing, you never have consciousness of your breathing. So now, look at me, listen to my talk, feel your breathing a little. Look at me, seeing me by your eye, physical eye, conscious a little on your breathing, a little, feeling your breathing inside the nostril, feeling now you are got nice, gentle breathing, fresh air. You got awareness seeing your breathing by consciousness, by seeing me by physical eye, seeing breathing by consciousness. Knowing, breathing in by consciousness, not from the brain. Conscious. Now, again, hug yourself. Look at me. Listen to my talk. Hug yourself. Can you feel warm hug? Can you feel warm of the whole body? Then, even you look at me, more warm you can feel, then more conscious of the whole body, arising, and then it become seeing yourself by consciousness. Okay? Can you see yourself? How you feeling? When you feel more warm hug, can you feel relaxing the whole body and warm? Then you can see by eye, see thing in front, see yourself, how you doing, how you feeling. Can you see how you feeling? Not by eye. Your eye seeing, master, but how you feeling, can you see? See from consciousness or the knower. The knower, more you hug, more hug. The knower, not only wake up behind, knower, when you feel more, the whole body relax, the knower, wake up and go around. Okay? Now, hug yourself again. It look like you got something. Wake up consciousness more, and then relax here. Feel here also, hug, your body and feel relaxed by move your neck. Can you feel? Because this is brainstem, it got stuck. It got too much thought. Now feeling. Feeling relax the whole body and feeling relax your mind. Your mind become thought, more thought because brainstem got stressed. Now relax the brainstem. You feel more light, more bright. Wow, you got aura come out now. You are a holy person. You are a holy person now. Now stay there. If you stay there, if you trust in God, you are connected to God. Stay there. This is your spirit. But in the Buddhist philosophy, we interpret into consciousness because we have to develop more wisdom. Consciousness wake up, not only with faith or with relaxation, but must wake up more with wisdom. Okay? Now stay conscious. Can you feel the Zen master point? Hey, can you see something behind? Now, just chanting. Okay, chanting. When you chanting, you can rely the one who chanting, not you. The one who chanting, if you chanting from consciousness, consciousness more wake up. Now chanting from consciousness. Chanting from relaxing and smiling. Relaxing, smiling, it connect to you, connect you to your consciousness. Now chanting with trust in the Buddha, relaxing, smiling, loving kindness, chanting with all good feeling. It becomes absorbed. Chanting with all good feeling. Whatever you chanting, Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama. Okay? But you don't know. You only chanting with thought and with thinking. Next one, what the next one? And with concentration, then not wake up. Okay? Chanting with all good feeling. That's why you just chanting with smiling. Okay? And better, when you put the chanting book, got to stand better. If you chanting in this way, look, not wake up. Put on the stand, chanting, then your neck not got stuck, it open. If you put your book here, Namo Tassa Bhagavato, it got stuck here. Okay? Yeah, put here. Namo Tassa Bhagavato. You chanting, the knower know you chanting. And now you sitting, the knower know you sitting. You are walking, the knower know you are walking. Now walking by hand. The knower, not you, the knower is pure mind. Pure mind is consciousness. From body consciousness first, and from mind consciousness with mind, relaxing. And now, before you wake up, only 8 to 10% according to psychology. Most people wake up about 8 to 10%. Now you wake up about 20, 30%. How about wake up more? Because why you not wake up, you know? Attachment, desire and attachment hold your consciousness inside, not allow you wake up. Difficult to wake up. More attachment, difficult to wake up. Letting go. Letting go, you say you cannot let go. Never mind. Smile. You say you cannot smile, master. Okay, never mind. Mindfulness of breathing. Mindfulness, awareness from here. Feeling your breathing, but feeling your body first. So today, your exercise, feeling your body and breathing together. Okay? And now feeling your body, you wake up. Wake up maybe 10, 20%. But you know, inside you got kilesa, defilement, impurity. You need breathing, gentle, feeling gentle, feeling a little? Now look at me. Even you look at me, listen to my talk. Can you feel a little your breathing? A little only. Not have to try to feel a lot. A little, then you can feel more often. Feel breathing clearly, you can feel only when you do meditation. Okay? Then you forget again. Feeling a little. Sometimes you forget. Never mind, come back. Sometimes you forget. Lost, come back. Then you practice, come back, forget, come back. Then in the whole day, you practice meditation more than 100 times. Now you practice meditation only one time. In the night, sitting meditation, come back, only sitting meditation. But the whole day, go out, never come back. Meditation is to come back to yourself. How to come back? By thinking? No, by feeling. Okay? And by feeling your body relaxing and more come back deeply into your heart. Breathing. You got breathing every moment. Just feel a little. Sometimes lost, then come back. Now feeling a little. Only breathing inside the nostril. We call the beginning of breathing. People don't know. They try to follow the breathing from the beginning to the middle to the end of breathing. Not necessary. Okay? Only breathing here, feeling easily by breathing comfortable. Can you breathing comfortable? Then it looks like you feel fresh air. Even now, this room, when you feel comfortable, in this room got fresh air, if you feel comfortable. But if you're not comfortable, you try to feel breathing, you not wake up. Now feel comfortable breathing. Okay, that's good. Calmness already. And when you feel comfortable breathing, lost and forget and come back. Then you got consciousness of breathing. Bring consciousness of your body, wake up. And bring consciousness of your mind, wake up. In daily life, even you have to think something, feeling breathing together. Then you think mindfully, not think with desire and attachment. Okay? Feeling breathing will cut the stream of desire and attachment. Okay? So, feeling your breathing. Now you listen to my talk, feeling your breathing together. You can realize my teaching and inside your heart, darkness gone. Okay? Because you just listen to my talk mindfully, don't have to try to do. Listen to my talk. You listen to my talk, mindfully darkness gone. Okay? No desire. Only feeling your breathing together. Then it cut stream of anger, desire, and all ignorance. All ignorance gone. When you listen to my talk and feel your breathing together. Ignorance gone. You got master, I clear understanding, no doubt. If you not feel your breathing, you listen to my talk, a lot of thought, a lot of doubt. Okay. And now you heard, you got in daily life, thinking, okay, listening, thinking, talking, okay. Talking, verbal speech. Now I feel my breathing. I talk from my heart. My heart open because I feel my breathing, my heart open. If I talk, I not feel my breathing. I talk from my thought. Okay? Then you feel tired. If I keep talk from my talk, you feel tired. Okay? I talk from my heart. And my heart smile, you got, feel good. Okay? And working. Okay? And feel breathing a little. Then it will cut desire attachment, no frustration. Now you got concentration, Facebook. A lot of frustration. Feel your breathing together. Okay, enter. Type it, enter. feel your breathing a little. No frustration, okay? And no stress at all. So this is your home. Now everybody and also your children need home. Everybody got into social. You need home, otherwise you lost, okay? Your home is your breathing, because whatever you're doing, you're breathing every time you, every moment you're breathing or not. Every moment you're breathing, if you know you're breathing, you are here, the present moment. This being is a home to bring you here to the present moment. Breathing God in and out movement every moment, this is very good home. Not focus. If you focus your breathing, you cannot work. Focus your job. Focus me, but feel a little. Then you got calmness. Listen to my talk with calmness. Or if you think about my Dhamma talk, also with calmness. So people don't understand. They do concentration of breathing. Then it look like they force their mind on breathing, focus breathing, and stop thinking. So if you do concentration of breathing, it look like you try to stop or fight with thought, not thinking, and focus here, and not go anywhere else, focus here. Then you got stuck. Because the Buddha teaching is not concentration of breathing. Anapanasati is mindfulness of breathing. Mindfulness of breathing, then you can develop the whole day. You can concentration on your job, but together mindfulness of breathing a bit, can you? Feeling a bit? Concentration on your Facebook and mindful of your breathing a bit, then you're not lost, not feel frustrated, okay? Mindfulness of breathing when you walk, look the way, when you mindfulness of breathing a bit, feeling a bit, then you walk calmly, okay? This more you come to feel your breathing, it cut the stream. It cut all pure impurity. Now feel a little anger, release more. Feel your breathing, rush or desire or hurry, release more. It cut the stream. And what happening? Now you just feel your body relaxing first. It look like you can see your body sitting posture. But when you feel your breathing together, you not only see your body sitting posture, feel your breathing a bit, a little. You got awareness seeing impurity. Awareness seeing sensation, mind and my object. Or awareness seeing sensual pleasure, my activity and all attachment. Feeling your breathing. And now, just see how you develop mindfulness of breathing. When you develop mindfulness, develop wisdom together. How to develop wisdom together? Not thinking. Mindfulness of breathing, feel a bit, your breathing a little, and see what happening. See what happening, this is wisdom. Okay? Can you see what happening? If you can see, you got wisdom. I can see. When I more and more feel my breathing, I cut the stream of desire and attachment. More and more I come, it cut immediately. Okay? And it more cut deep into attachment. I can see. But for you, maybe you only just see, feel your breathing, you see this body into four elements, warm and cool, movement. Movement is element, warm and cool is five element. Anyhow, in the beginning, when you feel breathing, you got awareness of body into four elements. Now feel your breathing a little. Then it looks like you got conscious, seeing body sitting with warm, with cool, with sensation from four elements. That's right. Can you sensation of this body from foreign man when you feel your breathing. Even you look at me, concentration on me, but feel breathing. Feel breathing, it wake up my consciousness, become my seeing the body, my seeing body. But for me, my seeing all desire attachment now, okay? And cut. For the beginning, my seeing the body first, okay? So now, just remind yourself, if you concentration of breathing, you develop only concentration, you got only still and calm, no wisdom, okay? But if you now open eye, mindfulness of breathing, feel a bit. Sometimes you see some stomach movement, that's right. This is earth element. Sometimes you see warm here, sweat here. This is fire and water. This is good. Sometimes you see heartbeat. This is sensation. Just feel breathing. And what you see, just see. Don't try to look. Eh? Just stay here. What you see, just see. And now close your eye, feel your breathing. Then you got seeing this body into four elements. Don't think about four elements. Just see what you see. When you feel your breathing, see the way it is. Feel your breathing a little. Forget, come back. Forget, come back. More forget, come back. You more wake up. More forget and come back more. Come back more. You more wake up. Wake up consciousness. Seeing this body. When you start today practice mindfulness of breathing, you can see body sitting, and can you see body into four elements. You can see muscle rising, falling, movement, body, stomach movement. That's why feel your breathing. It see by itself. You don't have to try to see. Vipassana see by itself, not involved. But now you try to do vipassana, focus, concentration, everything. But my vipassana, actually, mindfulness of body, mindfulness, not concentration of body, mindfulness of sensation. What you practice now, concentration on sensation. That is samatha, not vipassana. Vipassana, you just mindfulness of body. And mindfulness of body, what you see in the beginning, open eye. Even open eye, you can develop vipassana together. Mindfulness of body, what you can see? See this body like an engine. That's right. And more feeling your breathing a little. When body calm down, then you can see four elements arising. Okay? And just feel your breathing. Because when you feel your breathing, your mind consciousness wake up. Okay? And consciousness seeing the reality. Of this body. Before you do concentration, your mind consciousness not wake up. When your mind consciousness not wake up, you only see what you do focus. You focus your breathing, you see only your breathing. But vipassana, you can see yourself, body and mind and body in reality. In reality and automatically. Now just conscious on your breathing, feeling a little. You can see this body now typing. This body now writing. Now writing. Feeling your breathing a little and work. Now writing. Can you see writing? Don't look. If you're writing, just for the beginning now, you not wake up. Writing this way, not writing this way. Writing this way, not wake up. But when you wake up already, writing this way, okay. Now you not wake up, writing this way first, okay? Feel your breathing, writing. Can you see writing? Feel your breathing, dressing. Dressing. Who know your dressing? Consciousness. And that is the Zen Buddhism say, this is the knower, okay? And now eating. You can practice even eating. Then you got more ability. Eating, but feel a little, you're breathing. Just remind yourself, body need food and water. Spiritual need breathing, okay? You only eat for body, food and drink. If you want to eat for spiritual, breathing. Because in the breathing got energy, okay? We call pranic, plan or energy in the breathing. Now drinking water mindfully, that means we're breathing a little. Then you can see this body drinking water. And now take shower or dress yourself. We're breathing a little. Every morning you dress your hair or not? You practice together when you dress your hair. Dress your hair more mindfully, more beautifully, okay? Then more mindfully. How more mindfully? Dress your hair. Feel your breathing. Then this is good because when drinking, when eating, you get used to drinking fast, eating fast. But when you dress your hair, you dress your hair slowly or not? This is good opportunity to develop vipassana. Now dress your hair and feel your breathing together. You got to know, wake up. See yourself, dress your hair. Dress your hair every morning, put cosmetic. You feel your breathing a little. More feel your breathing a little. Consciousness wake up, mindsing the body, and you can realize anicchang. Even you dress your hair, put cosmetic every day, you get aging and older and sick. One day, you just, now, enough. Okay? Just dress yourself plainly. No need to put cosmetic, anything, because you rely by consciousness, mindsing the body. Why you spend so much money, put cosmetic on your face, okay? Because you don't know, you got ignorant. But when you feel your breathing, ignorant gone away. Knowledge wake up, and knowledge remind yourself every day. I understand now, anicchang. Even I got dressed, my hair cosmetic, I got suffering, I got aging, and then one day, pass away everybody. Then just do things mindfully. How to do things mindfully? Come back to your breathing. Because when you feel your breathing, it cut the stream. And only the Buddha mentioned, before the Buddha enlightened, he got mindfulness of breathing as home. This is the sutta say, before enlightened, he awareness, mindfulness, he got breathing as home, okay? After he enlightened, when he got mindfulness of breathing as home, he got emptiness of self, no self at all. And after that, he got enlightened, he got emptiness as home. So now, we're not enlightened, we follow the Buddha teaching. One practice, mindfulness of breathing as home. One practice only. Because this is simple, but very simple, then it's very difficult. Because you just right effort. You forget your breathing, come back. Forget your breathing, come back. But you feel, somebody feel, it's simple. How it takes to enlighten, unbelievable. That's why you not practice. Only practice, forget, come back. Then one day, in this life, you get enlightened. Because you can rely. When you do concentration, you have to stop thinking. Okay? Concentration on breathing, you have to stop thinking and focus your breathing. But if you develop mindfulness of breathing, you got thinking, you can think, and your thinking is with mindfulness. That's why. So, concentration on breathing, it got already before the Buddha come to this world, all yogi, you know yogi, they focus fire, kasina, concentration, and the Buddha enlightened with mindfulness of the four foundation, and that is together mindfulness of breathing. Okay, then the Buddha just found out the mindfulness of four foundation, the mindfulness of breathing. This is direct way go to enlightenment. So now just see by yourself when you got focus your breathing, what you got? You got calmness, stillness. But if you got mindfulness of breathing, what you got? You got consciousness. Okay? Consciousness that is pure mind. Okay? And pure mind seeing this body, what you got? Vipassana. Okay? So that's why open eye first. And now open eye. Feeling a little. Can you see thought? Don't fight with thought. Just feeling. Because when you feel your breathing, even you in daily life, you thinking something, it's not thinking with emotion. Sankhara is here. You can think mindfully. Sankhara actually is from your desire attachment. It's not before, because you thinking. You can think mindfully by feeling your breathing. Okay, you can think what to do, you can make a plan, you can make appointment. Okay, because when you feel breathing, you got thinking mindfully, no desire attachment. Just make a plan, just make appointment. But if you not feel your breathing, you thinking, you got a lot expectation. Okay, so always cut the stream by feeling your breathing, because now you go into the desire attachment. You're feeling desire, passion, angry, or ignorant. This is all feeling, okay? All feeling impurity. Then only feel the body. Then it's less impurity. And then if feel your breathing, it come up, my see all mental quality good and bad. Okay? Feeling your breathing, you can see all mental quality good and bad, and only feeling here, inside the nostril. Because you know, if you feel breathing inside here, you still got joy, happiness, because you feeling here, in here got happiness, unhappiness, happiness, unhappiness. If you want to cross over happiness, unhappiness, feeling here. Here, you can see happiness arising, gone away, disappear. Unhappiness arising, disappear. If you feel breathing here, you not see happiness because you are happy with breathing, joy with breathing, you don't see happiness. Then when you not see happiness, you attach to happiness. When you attach to happiness, then you got attached to unhappiness. So feeling here, then you can see more conscious. And more conscious, like up the whole body got more consciousness. Okay? And now feeling your breathing. First, what you want to do? This my pure attention. When you feel your breathing, you might wake up here. And wake up here. Then you got attention at work, attention to whatever, no desire, no attachment. And then you got my power. Feeling your breathing, don't worry. Your children or your friend in the hospital, you feeling your breathing here, then you just keep attention to your children or your friend. Okay? Better now, okay? and go home tomorrow, okay? Attention. So now you will bring your concentration from the brain to the mind. Attention. Feeling your breathing here, your concentration is from here. Feeling your breathing. Now, just keep attention for success. Then the way success opens for you. Attention for well-being. Come here. My power, it come from here. But my power, you lost. You don't have my power because you got mixed up with impurity. Okay? When you just wake up from impurity, impurity, that is all emotion, happiness and unhappiness. If you always enjoy happiness, then you also attach to unhappiness. Then just go over all happiness and unhappiness, but stay here. It become neutral mind. Neutral mind have a lot of power. Now feeling here. Keep attention first. If you want to develop more concentration, but not from here, from the brain, from here, feel a little. And keep attention to small feeling of breathing. Attention. Now you got concentration from the inner, not from the brain. From the brain is wrong concentration. You got too much stressful. And right concentration is attention. Attention on your breathing. Feeling first. When you're feeling, it open and wake up. And then you can develop attention at work, attention at your business, attention at your children, attention to your family, attention to do things mindfully, okay? Not do things desire. Now you can rely your job, your work will be better. Your life better because you got attention mindfully. Attention at work, attention doing things, it got from heart or your concentration connect to your heart because concentration it connect to your brain and your brain a lot of perception and thought and concept, okay? Now your concentration it open. Now even somebody call me master, I feel my breathing, master help me please, my son in hospital. Then immediately, my attention go to him and her in 1 second. Very fast. Connect here very fast. Okay? Whatever happening, feel your breathing. Clear your mind. Purify your mind first. Then you got right concentration from attention. Attention on your mom. Connect. Attention on your dad. Connect. Attention on whatever it connect. Okay? And this is no expectation. Pure mind. Okay? And now, to develop more skill, I got 40 objects, 40 subjects, okay? Of Kamathan. If you got mindfulness of breathing by feeling breathing now, feeling breathing a bit. Feeling. Okay. You just see in the Buddhist meditation mention about 40 subject of meditation, 40 meditation subject. Now, 4 element, earth, water, fire, and air element. Now, feel your breathing first. Keep attention on this body into 4 element. Now feel your breathing and keep attention on earth element. Can you see clearly earth element by attention? Your eye with me, don't try to close your eye because before you do concentration by closing eye and think about earth element and focus element is mistake, big mistake. Now open eye, we don't use the brain. We use heart, concentration from heart by attention. Now feeling your breathing first to purify your mind. Good heart, that is neutral mind. Neutral mind by bring your mind wake up from all desire attachment, okay? And how to bring your mind up? Feeling your breathing. Now, you don't have to look here. I will tell you and you listen to me, okay? And now, in your heart, keep attention on earth element of the body. What happened to you now? Don't look by your brain. Your eye with me. I would like you to do right concentration from attention. This is a lot of power. Now feeling your breathing first. Then you get calmness. Calmness in 5 seconds. Feeling your breathing a little only. You get calmness in 5 seconds or 10 seconds. Then you keep earth element in your attention and open eye and always feeling your breathing together as home. Then this is mindful awareness. When you keep attention, your attention of earth element of the body with mindful awareness or consciousness. Before you concentration of whatever unconsciousness. Today, consciousness only feeling your breathing a little. And keep attention to earth element of the body. Don't think. Attention, keep. I told you, keep attention. Now your eye with me. Your eye go down. That means you try to do concentration. Okay? Not keep attention. Keep attention to water element. Your eye with me. Because we develop concentration not from eye, from heart. Your eye with me and your mindfulness, awareness with yourself, breathing a little. Can you feel? Keep attention on water element. What happened to you? You can realize sweat clearly. And now I opening and feel your breathing a little. Keep attention on fire element. Can you see warm? Seeing from heart, concentration from heart can see clearly, more clearly than your brain concentration, okay? So mindful of breathing, feel breathing, and open eye, your eye with me. Keep attention on blue color. It got image, blue color in your heart. Visualization from heart. Feeling your breathing together, otherwise you involve. When you involve, then it got stuck. Now feeling your breathing a little, gently. Keep attention on yellow color in your heart. Because in your heart got memory already. Only you keep attention on yellow color, you can realize yellow color. But if you put concentration on the yellow color and close your eye, only darkness, not see yellow color. Because you push, you try to forget. It not happen. It happened because it happened from your pure memory. Okay? Pure memory by not involved. How not involved? Wake up your mind, consciousness, conscious of your breathing. This is foundation. If you got mindfulness of breathing foundation, you can develop all 40 meditation subjects easily, okay? But based on mindfulness of breathing. So one method, mindfulness of breathing, then you got fulfill 40 meditation subjects. But how to develop mindfulness of breathing? Mindfulness, awareness of your breathing, not concentration of breathing. Mindfulness, awareness of your breathing, your mind got mindfulness more and more. Then you can keep concentration, attention, your job, attention, your son, attention to your daughter, attention to your mom. Oh, this is very, very automatically. Don't have to close your eye. Attention there, attention there, attention there. And your mind go out and come back. Mind go out and come back. Okay? Transfer energy, then come back. Come back because you always feel your breathing a little. And now feel your breathing a little. Red color. Attention on red color. Feel your breathing together. If you lost feeling your breathing together, you try to think about red color. Okay? Then you got stuck. Now feel your breathing together a little. Attention, keep attention from the heart inside. Attention, keep attention on white color. And feel your breathing together. This is the primary object, the foundation. Mindfulness of breathing, from mindfulness of breathing, you can develop all other 40 kamathan subject, 40 meditation subject, okay? Now feeling your breathing a little, feeling a little, and open eye, and keep attention on space. You connect to space immediately with pure mind. Because you wake up, then it got pure consciousness. Keep attention on space, it becomes space. That's right. Keep attention on space. And now we pass the next, because I have little time. The next one. Now, mindfulness of breathing. Feel your breathing together. And contemplation of Buddha in your heart. Buddha in my heart. Buddha in my heart. Not in your thought. Okay? This is contemplation. This is thinking. Contemplation is here. Feeling your breathing a little. Contemplation of Dhamma. Dhamma. Anicjang. 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 Not thinking Anicjang. If you thinking Anicjang, you feel sad. Oh, sad. Anicjang. Everything Anicjang. If you contemplation Anicjang from heart, you feel letting go, freedom of mind, okay? Feeling your breathing a little, contemplation from attention on sangha. Contemplation is from pure mind. Feeling your breathing a little, contemplation of virtue. Can you rely virtue in your heart? Feeling, breathing a little gently, and keep attention on charity, dana, merit, okay? And now, feeling your breathing a little, contemplation now, go to the next, to loving kindness. It's expand, okay? If you just loving kindness, reflection, very happy. Loving kindness, why very happy? But if you just let go thought, but don't fight with thought, don't try to stop thinking, but just change thought to feeling. Feeling you are breathing a little. Keep attention on loving kindness now. No boundary loving kindness. It's expand. Before it got limited by thought, okay? Thinking of loving kindness, I have very poor loving kindness, but today, just feeling your breathing, then no thought. And attention on loving kindness. So when you do meditation on loving kindness, feeling your breathing. That's why they develop mindfulness of breathing the first day, second day, then the next day they develop loving kindness. It's from here. Okay? And compassion. Attention on compassion. You feel something. Your wisdom sees something change. From loving kindness change to compassion. Your wisdom can rely, that's right. Feeling your breathing a little, mindfully, and attention, keep attention on sympathy. And keep attention on equanimity. The feeling change or not? Sympathy like this, equanimity like this, loving kindness again. Now just contemplation by heart, by your self-realization. In this way, you got self-realization, self-awareness, okay? Not by thinking. feeling your breathing always forget come back before you doing any attention on other subject meditation or even on your job. Feeling your breathing all together. Attention on your job. You got insight seeing the future of your job. You will lose job or not. You will get more job or you attention on your business. You can see this business got future or not future. You see by pure mind, not by thought. Okay? Feeling your breathing a little and keep attention on sphere of infinity of space. It's open or not? And feeling your breathing together a little. Don't try to feel because we will develop more. If for the Vipassana, we develop more full foundation. But this is in the Buddhist mention about 40 method meditation subject. Feeling your breathing a little. Oh, now this is too high level. Nothingness, okay? Too high level, okay? Enough, okay? Enough, okay? Too high level. So before you doing anything, you just feel your breathing a little. Your mind become equanimity. Then you got pure attention, not with desire and attachment, okay? And this, maybe you select, not all, you must select something that you can, not everything. 40, maybe 10 or 15 first, okay? Today, I just let you develop skill, okay? When you have this skill, question, answer. You ask me question, I answer immediately. You question, answer because my attention to you, your question, then I got answer to you immediately. Okay? Now question, answer. 7 minutes.
Is there any questions on the floor?
Then this is to develop skill. Okay? Skill. You can practice, but you need more skill.
Hi there. Do you do a lot of meditation eyes closed?
Again?
Do you meditate with eyes closed yourself? Or you recommend?
Yeah. All this, yeah.
Yep.
But more than this.
Yep.
I do meditation on my job, on my walk, on my posture, okay, on my on foramen. For example, when I have food, I feel my breathing first. Then I can get attention food into foramen, and I can rely myself foramen. Now I got breathing awareness, feeling my breathing. I can rely foramen eating foramen. Foramen eating foramen. Foramen eating foramen. So, because I got this 40 subject that the Buddha just tell you in the beginning, you see, just attention into foramen, fire element, earth element, that's right. So this, you just start from the beginning, okay? Not start from emptiness, nothingness, it's too high. Start from four element first. From four element, it got awareness and see from the inner, pure consciousness, and then no self at all when you eating. Okay?
Start. Bring it more into everyday life.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, or maybe how much to do of each, or... when to? First thing in the morning, is better eyes closed or eyes open? Or
foundations? เขาถามว่าอะไร my English not good, sorry. Okay, you just develop more opening eye. Because you got more opening eye in daily life. By attention. Meditation by attention at work, attention of foreman, attention of any subject of meditation. Okay? Okay.
Thank you.
Sometimes I'm not used to Australian accent. Sorry. Sometimes I have to get more used to the accent. Okay?
Thank you. When emotions arise in the body naturally, as a movement of energy, they just arise. When you have your attention on your breath, are you suggesting that those emotions will just disappear on their own?
Yeah, that's right. Disappear by their own. More you got awareness of breathing as home, feeling breathing as home. You see what arising and disappearing by their own. Okay? And not involved. Okay?
And not what was...
Not involved. Not involved.
Not involved. You don't... It stops you from getting involved and they'll just disappear.
Yeah. And then you see arising disappear by equanimity of mind. Not involved. Okay? Not try to push. Not try to think. Okay? Okay.
Right. Thank you.
No question, no worry, okay? Just feel your breathing. More feeling your breathing, no question. Just rely and come back. When you got question, you forget your breathing. Then come back your breathing, feeling. Then you have got no doubt. No doubt, no question, then you can turn inwards to explore your mind. Okay? Feeling your breathing a little.
One more question.
Yeah?
When you said that when you're breathing and then you have the yellow, the blue, the red, the white. So even though your concentration is on here.
Oh, we only feeling here say, so that our mind calm and pure and equanimity, okay? When equanimity of mind, you got attention in whatever it come to your mind very quickly, automatically. We not do concentration on breathing. We do mindfulness of breathing. Anapanasati is not concentration of breathing. It's mindfulness of breathing. How mindfulness of breathing? Feeling a little and forget come back. Feeling a little, forget come back. Then it will develop more mindfulness, okay?
Just mindfulness of the sensation.
Sensation doesn't matter. Or breath or breathing or sensation or breathing, don't have to think about that. You know breathing, just feel breathing. You know breath, just feel breath. You know sensation, just feel sensation. Okay?
So like your awareness is just there. It's just your awareness, awareness.
Yes, subtle awareness,
Thank you.
And when you got this clear awareness more and more, it got consciousness open here, then you got attention. You don't know how to solve the problem. You just keep quiet. And attention, how doing? It got answer, okay? But if you got monkey mind, how doing? How doing? You cannot find answer, okay? Okay. Just wake up by full up. If you forget breathing sometime, maybe it come to mindfulness of body, still okay? But if I teach you mindfulness of body, when you forget for long, long time, okay? So I teach you mindfulness of breathing. Even you forget mindfulness of breathing, you still come to mindfulness of body. Then you just realize, you must come back quickly. If you lost from mindfulness of body, now difficult to come back, okay?
For the people at work.
Are you able to feel the breath?
Are you able to feel the breath and think at the same time?
And?
Thinking. Thinking at the same
time. Can.
You can?
Can.
I can't because when
because
I feel my breath,
not
I can
involved, just feel a little. If you try to feel your breathing, you cannot think. Okay?
If I feel my breath, I'm not able to think.
You try thinking first now. Oh, you don't have to try thinking. You're always thinking already. Okay? Now thinking and feel a little.
So,
then you thinking mindfully. Thinking what to do, where to go,
and
feel a little.
I'm thinking, I will go to market tomorrow, right? When yeah. I think I'll go to market tomorrow.
But at the same time,
I'm not
like thinking market tomorrow and then come to feel your breathing. No.
No.
Thinking and feeling together. Can do. Thinking, where to go and feel your breathing a little. Then you think mindfully, not with desire. Because here, you not focus. If you keep concentration on breathing, why cannot you do thinking together? Because you too much focus your breathing, then you cannot think. But I tell you feeling a little.
A little bit.
Because yeah. This feeling a little is from heart. It's not from your brain. Okay? When it's from heart, then it cut all desire a little by little by little. And you can think without emotion. Okay? You can think, I want to meet him. You think mindfully, not with desire attachment. The point is, we will upload kilesa. Okay? You can think. But today, you think with kilesa. Think with kilesa. But if you just, kilesa is here. Why you think with kilesa? Because you are feeling not wake up. You're feeling always mixed up in your subconsciousness. Then you conscious. Okay? Conscious. You can think without kilesa. Think mindfully. This is what I found out. Because many practitioners just concentration of breathing and then cannot think anything, okay? But we just mindful awareness, just aware mindfully of breathing. You can think, okay? Think mindfully. Okay, this is a very important issue, good question, because otherwise, people will say, practice meditation, then not thinking anything. When not thinking anything, then you lose your job. You lose everything. Huh? Okay? That is why not good for your life. Okay? You think mindfully. It depends on you practice. Thinking not have to practice, but thinking and feel your breathing a little. You still can think, but with no emotion. Because I tell you feeling. If you try to be aware, try to notice your breathing, you cannot think if you notice your breathing. Cannot think because you notice, you focus your breathing. Okay? I tell you feel a little. Feel a little is from heart. Try to feel, then you come from your brain. Okay, feel a little, it come from open heart. Then you can think what to do, think how to do, how to solve the problem mindfully. This is very important issue, okay? Otherwise, people don't like come to practice meditation. They say, practice meditation, and then cannot think to make money, cannot think to do. You can think to make money mindfully, not desire, only enough, okay, for earning, okay? Very important issue. Think mindfully. How to think mindfully? Know yourself. How to know yourself? Feeling yourself. Feeling your body or breathing or body and breathing together. Okay?
Yeah, Ajahn, I just want to ask, because we used to meditation with closing eye.
Yeah.
Close eye.
Yeah.
But
in this way,
Ajahn said,
you have to open eye in the beginning 5 minutes or 10 minutes first.
Okay.
After that, yeah. You can close your eye. But if you close your eye immediately, you do the same thing. Okay. Okay?
Yeah, because walking with meditation, definitely.
And you
we
know
have to
my master, Kassapa Muni, my master. Okay. I sit with him 7 months, he's teaching me meditation. I go into meditation before him by crossing eye. But actually, he still open eye. And I think, master, why you not cross your eye? I cross your eye now. He still open eye about 2-3 minutes. Because 2-3 minutes, he absorb into calmness, jhana state. And then when he cross his eye, he go to the first jhana. But I cross my eye immediately. I go to only concentration. I cannot go into the calmness or even let go thought because I try to do meditation. But he just open eye 2 minutes, relaxing and nice breathing and feeling and absorb. He get into jhana state in 1 minute, 2 minutes, then he cross eye. In the starting, if you starting from A, B, C, then you get tired, A, B, C. But if you open eye, 2 minutes, X, Y, Z, then you go X, Y, Z, okay?
Thank you, Auntie.
Quicker. You want A, B, C or X, Y, Z? X, Y, Z, okay. Prepare yourself, prepare your body, prepare your mind first. Relax first. Not a lot of stress. Cross your eye. You got not A, B, C. You not only F. F. Fail the exam. F. Prepare your mind first by opening eye 2-3 minutes or 5 minutes. If the whole day you got stress, cannot close your eye. If you close your eye, you got trouble. Thought come, okay?
Thank you, Ajahn, for your teaching tonight. For everyone, Ajahn is back again on Sunday for the Dhamma talk, and he'll be having lunch dana here, and after that he's off to the airport. So thank you again, Ajahn, and we hope to see you again on Sunday for part 3 of this. Thank you.
Sathu, Dhamma Eye, this very right for everybody. Sathu, sathu. Okay. You can ask any.